It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Transit officials are investigating a train derailment in Queens that left 19 people injured, four with possibly serious injuries. The Manhattan-bound F train came off the tracks in Woodside, Queens. There were 1,000 passengers on the train. WNYC's Stephen Nesson was there and joins us now. Stephen, walk us through what happened. What did you hear from people who were on the train and evacuated?
Around 10:30 this morning, the F Express train was traveling just past the 65th Street M and R stops in Woodside, Queens, when six of the eight cars derailed. The first and last actually remained on the tracks. For the next hour and a half, the FDNY, the NYPD, helped evacuate passengers, leading them through the lurched cars that were sort of on their side, not fully on their side, but tilted. They led people across the tracks onto a safe platform. Eventually, people climbed up ladders and emerged from the sort of grates on the streets. I met Bill Ryden from Forest Hills. He said he was just minding his business this morning, reading the Times.
And all of a sudden, wham, second car. It was quite a jolt. Shot me out of the seat. I was facing forward and fortunately into a man standing there, bounced back, and it skidded, I guess you could call it, finally to a stop. And the rest was just a fairly long haul getting out of there.
Others say the car went dark. It became very smoky, although the MTA says it was dust, not smoke. But if you hear people, they'll say it was very smoky. It was all the particles in the air. But the power was cut, so there was no air circulation. So people say it got really hot in there. The FDNY says they were on the scene within 3 minutes, although, like I said, passengers like Ryden took an hour and a half to finally emerge. And then they were checked by EMTs, firefighters. By all accounts, though, it was an orderly evacuation.
We hear there's track damage. What are track conditions like? Do you know any details?
The MTA says the rails are damaged, but not the switches. But they're looking at the area now to see exactly what's going on down there. They need to re-rail those six cars, as well as inspect for any other damage. You know, there are four subway lines that run through that section. The F is now just derailed on the express track.
Any sense at all of what may have caused this derailment?
It's under investigation. Some things it could be a broken rail, which is what was behind that derailment last May on the one line at 125th Street. It could be something that broke contact between the wheel and the rail. The engineer is being examined for injuries as well as undergoing mandatory drug and alcohol tests. Could be speed related. The MTA says it's looking into that as well at the time of the derailment.
And, of course, we're all remembering the fatal derailment in the Bronx in December of a Metro North commuter train, also under the purview of the Metropolitan Transportation Authority. And that was due to high speed going into a curve. What is the effect on the evening commute tonight, Stephen? Bring us up to date on that and what Queens riders can expect this weekend.
It's going to be rough, Amy. I wouldn't go to Queens for any Indian or Thai food this weekend. Right now, there is no E, F, or M service between 71st Street Avenue, Forest Hills, and Queens Plaza. There are shuttle buses running. The R train, no R train going into Queens right now. Possible alternatives, though, you could take the 7 train. That's running fairly well, although I believe there may be some delays on
that
as well.
There was just a delay. There are some delays because of a signal problem, unrelated.
Exactly. I believe J Train also is running.
And they're running shuttle bus services.
And the shuttle bus.
WNYC's Stephen Nesson with details on today's derailment around 10:50 this morning of an F train in Woodside, Queens. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you.